Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Luke chapter 14.
Very good.
Now, when one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things, he said to him, that is to Jesus, "Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God." Then Jesus said to him,
"A
certain man gave a great supper and invited many. And sent a servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, 'Come, for all things are now ready.' But they all, with one accord, began to make excuses. They all made excuses. The first said to him, "I have bought a piece of ground and I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused." And another said, "I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm going to test them. I ask you to have me excused." Still another said, "I have married a wife and therefore I cannot come." So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, "Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city,
and
bring in here the poor and the maimed, the lame and the blind." And the servant said, "Master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room." Then the master said to the servant, "Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper."
Now me catch that was said. One man me share that tone suffer. Woman, nyan dia won't be dim edu anini.
May the Lord add His blessing, His anointing, His grace, His power to the reading of His word. Amen.
Amen.
My message to you today is entitled "Eat That Supper."
Now, masama me catch that when anini say disa edu anino.
Jesus said, "None of those who are invited would taste my supper," and I am saying to you, eat that supper.
Na Yesu kan se wonu ma woto safra womu ni de womu ni se aduane no de mo me ka kire wo se di.
Of course I'm using supper not literally but metaphorically to refer to the kingdom of God.
Na me ka we ade si wo se me ka se di aduane na me ka ade a kire mu onyame ahenie no.
You know, Jesus Christ gave this story because somebody said to him, "Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God." And Jesus replied that person with this parable.
Now, Yesu de saba kwase mi tu ho ye yanu de mobia. Okache Yesu se, enye be ye nshira mobibia re obedi bodo e wosra himanu mu.
So Jesus inferred that the kingdom of God is a meal that God has carefully prepared for all men.
Enu tu Yesu de sa afashe e ye nsianu ana ode tu ho ma se.
He said that there was this great supper or great feast where all the invitees refused to come. And you will note that although he invited many, according to the story Jesus gave, only three gave excuses that they could not come.
Now, a woman said,
and the three excuses created an upset for the supper or for the feast or party Because the three were not individuals, the three were a classification, a grouping of people.
Na sa en yanua and crofuedima or run a man the buffu in Nanches or Miami and Sape, no more young crofuku.
So the inviter sent his servants on two occasions, two different times, to four places, to the street lanes, highway hedges, and to bring four classes of people, the poor, the maimed, the lame, and then the blind.
Na osuma nkwano empre mienu na osuma omukọ bia ahuro enai se womukọ fa enipa ku ahuro enai mra wonmo omuni ni wonmo omutumi nante wonmo a omuni bi ena ubaku no.
Yeah, so on the face of it, the story is about Israel's refusal of Jesus and his kingdom message.
Na ya kind efa Israel any kwa ya wamu pu Yesu ahini na semno ho.
And God turning to the Gentiles that the Gentiles should come and enjoy the kingdom or the supper.
Na wanyame dani na nidi achira memufo ni se wamu mra emedi na duani ni.
But beyond this meaning,
na ya kwa de tira we ya,
I want us to see three things that can prevent you from enjoying kingdom life.
Na me pese wu nyoma hu ro mi se betumi esi ukwa se wanyame ahini
and that is what we are going to go through today. By God's grace, with His permission, next week we will look at four things that can qualify you for kingdom life.
So when you meet your kwanya na what you be simono, you be sure no matter who run na be to me abuai me ya to me atena him ni abe.
Kingdom life is generally speaking about a life of heaven on earth.
Na ya kan hini abraba na eya osura hini abraba ye unu basasi so.
It's a life of rulership in this life in a manner that is pleasing to God.
Na eya abraba ema wudi hini sadi onyame ahuja se wubedino.
Not all rulership in this life pleases God, because there is a wrong motive or a wrong way for doing the right thing.
Na enye adia anase ahini biara wo ana abraba bi aye bosa ahini abraba ina na so onyame ni sanse ekwan bi wo ho numa eya nipa ni so ahini abraba.
So God wants us to enjoy a certain table He has set before all men.
Enu to onyame pese punu bi a watu ama nipa nyine no yansu yedi hu bi.
But three things can disqualify you from eating the kingdom meal.
And your mommy said, "Oh, bet you see, you come, Masa, and he near a dream, and he would to me."
Three things can prevent you from heaven on earth.
Now, and your mommy, your mommy said, "Bet you me at your ma, on your mommy, he near na ya pray di wasasi sunu."
Three things can prevent you from ruling in all situations of life in a manner that is pleasing to God.
And your mommy has said to me, "See, you come, I want to me, mom, brother, said ya, I be so when you're me."
Which of these classification of people do you fall into?
Na ekwafuku mi nsenya ya beke mu duwa he na wo.
Which excuse are you touting before God? Are you presenting before God as a reason why you cannot come and enjoy the heaven on earth that Jesus Christ laid before all men?
Sa and some who wrote me and say, "You do I hear now so walk on." And it is so quiet, my poor when you may see at your man and Kuan and who soon to mean
the first excuse I want to address is in verse 18, Luke 14.
Now, as somewhere did Kaya on your kind sent you to me, man, who pure look as a party do not teach a mood or chair.
He said, "I have bought a piece of ground and I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused." I have bought a piece of ground or a piece of land. This is being human minded. Human mindedness can prevent you from enjoying heaven on earth.
So when you nipa juni suwa nipa no, ebetumi esukwa mo nyamia hini enu tumi kobi.
Being committed to the natural or to the base part of man can prevent you from enjoying heaven on earth.
Na so wodi wa juni na si adia. Eye adia ye nipa su a efa nipa hono ebe tumi atwe ma wutumi ndi sa aduane.
God doesn't want us to be attached to the natural in a manner that we are refused heaven on earth rulership in this life.
Onyame pesa ye ja ye ho ede to sa nyoma na eye adia eye nipa ho adia daada no se be ya ye be hwere epon a wato ama ne krofo.
A human being is made out of the earth, but inside of him is divinity.
Na onipa yade no tie na abo ne nsu ni mu no enkwa sunku bi ewo ni mu.
So in this life,
enu ti abrabo imu.
In this life,
wo sa abrabo imu no.
In your life,
wo wanka sa wo abrabo.
Right now,
sisi e,
we will be torn between humanity and divinity.
Eya dia obeba be jina se ne nipa adwene ani wonyame ahiniamu nioma eyehu wonyame mu no so ete.
What is humanity?
Say ya kan nipa mu ade a ene sen.
Humanity here refers to your flesh or your base tendencies as a human being.
Say ya kan nipa mu no mu a na tese wonipa ya wo nioma ewo wo mu eya dada de a wuti hu.
It refers to your frailties and your weaknesses.
Eka safa wo mra wo ye ho.
It talks about the little things of life which are negative, the frivolous things of life which can take all your attention.
Eka safa nyoma wo ya bra bo mu a ebetumi atwe adwene afi nyoma bi so.
For example, the negative aspect of your skin color.
Na empo wunipe senia wo kwala tie tuntumi ebetumi ahaw.
It can take up all your life.
Na se woye nipa bibini ana tuntum no ebetumi edi wabra bo nyina.
And it can take up all your decisions.
Na empo eniamma wode to wose wo beye nyina esan se dia wotinti.
Small as it is, that little human part of you can affect every one of your prayers, every one of your expectations, even what you believe.
Na ebetumi abasa said ya wuti ya wuye bibini nti kwanya ofa so bompa kwanya ofa so wujidi wonyoma nyina munu betumi akasa we die bibini ntumi yeda na edi wadwene.
Humanity, our humanity refers to our natural heritage, the negative part of being a woman or a man.
Na epo said ya yati 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 no ebetumi akwatia mpo sa wo yo ba ana bema wo wadie nyina mu.
The negative part of your age, whether you think you are a small boy or you are too old or you are middle age or whatever.
Na epo wo fia wadie betumi ayesi akwan ama bibi wo ha beka sa wadiam nantia ne maba wa na ye anase wadiam panimfo na ye eniti wumfi a wadi no so etumi yesi akwan ma.
Your tribe, the negative aspect of your tribe and your geographical location, an attachment to your geographical location can prevent heaven on earth in your life.
Na empo abusua wumfi ma na bebe dia wotinu po obetumi ahwa me no so yesi akwan ma ma.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are things that confront us on daily basis, including right now.
Now, where your new madam, you know, ekutia ye emposisiya.
The frivolous part of life can be your preoccupation, even as you are hearing the word of God right now.
And your ma eya kikeni pobetumia ye wesiya kwamba bro wuti wanyamia semsisiya.
Your weaknesses can be your focus. The weakness in your family or whatever thing can be so much of your commitment in such a way that you say that, Lord God, I am attached to that thing. Lord God, I own it. I have bought it, and I must go and look at it because I am a human being, and it can prevent you from enjoying the kingdom meal, from enjoying the rulership that God has got for you and for your children after you in this life.
Na epo enyo mebi aya kan enyo mebi enko ye wa wabra bom anase ufie ubetumi agia to ho se ye wodie ntia ma wunya osro hine no madu anbi e bia e mi fie dia wari anya ye mi fie dia da bi tisenkwa mi fie dia wunya nya e fie dio no pa wo se wu.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have got wonderful news for you and I. That although we are human beings on this earth, we are made to reflect divinity and not humanity. Genesis 1:26 says that God said, let us make man in our image and let them have kingdom or let them have dominion over all the earth.
Na wanyame kan wa jane se se. Mama ya mwani pasa yen se so. Na yama wa mutumi wa diye nina su wa wiasi.
He said, let us make man in our image.
Ose mama ya nyini pasa yen se so.
In other words, when we see the man, we should see ourselves.
Na se yehu wa nyame ya wa se yehu ya husa.
In other words, the man is made to reflect divinity and not humanity.
And to wanyame ya boni pasa wan se onu wa nyame sa diote.
Because a fish is not made in the image of God.
Now I
when you see a fish, you should not see God.
So
when you see a goat, you should not see God.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Understand what I'm saying, because they are not made in God's image. But when you see a human being, you should not see a human being.
And what's a woman?
I said, when you see a human being, you should not see a human being. When you see a human being, you should see God. Because unlike other creatures who are made in the images of their own, we are made to mirror God and to reflect God in such a manner that when we enter and we get to a place, people should not see the frailties of a human being. They should not see the weaknesses of your family line. They should not see the weakness, the negative part of your carnal nature, that the negative tendency. They should not see that you are a black person. They should see something else. That one is what is called divinity, because you are just in your image. You are not in your image. You are created in the image of God.
Hallelujah. Onyame bo abo aponche ose aponche bra. Obo enua wose edua bra. Obo namose nam kogun so. Nemu madu nipa hoda wose Mama ya money pa se yense so. Ene to onipa anya de onyame de no to hoke ka wadi adwene bi na bo onipa. Ene ti se onipa kopie ba bia. Who onipa ni so onipa na jan hoye na mo wo nyame su ni bi woni mo ene ti so onipa tuntumpo a onko jina ba bi nka se media mi ye bibini wo ye bibini onyame na de kola we ya ma na mo onyame abon wo se ne se so nta wo se wo da onyame na wo wu no adi.
Anytime you appear somewhere, God's rulership should appear.
Ba bi biara wo be pie na wo se wo nyame ahinie ni ne kase ye ne pie ho.
Not I am a human being should appear. That is why God made you and gave you flesh. So that you will be a reflection of divinity. So I say to you this morning, I say to you today, that be conscious of divinity within you. Be conscious of the life of God in you. Be conscious of the Holy Spirit in you. Be conscious of the kingdom of God in you. Be conscious of God's righteousness which is within
Hallelujah.
You. Because the Bible says that He made Him to be sin who do not know sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Are you conscious of the righteousness of God? Or you are conscious of your own righteousness, of your humanity? Are you conscious that you are righteous and the righteousness inside of you is God's righteousness? For us to enjoy the kingdom table set before us, God says that we should not own the things that we say that belong to us, or that we have bought, that is part of us. We should look beyond it and see the God who is in you, see the greater one who is in you. This is how to bring rulership in your life.
This is how to bring heaven into your body, heaven into your family, heaven into your nation, yes. Heaven into your workplace. Yes. When you learn to be conscious of the life of God, of the divine in you, because you are not to reflect anything human, but to be a reflection and an image of a supernatural divine being.
Yes, sir. Now share. When you turn here, when you meet your guru, so I was say, "Oh man, yeah, when you're born in the bay, born here for, say, bay, yeah, what in the turn here, ne be my yeah." And not to come, what say when you meet turn here, no guru mo. And not to man, ni one kasa when you pan your ma, wo ye dia to was say ye turn here. Babu my yeah, tias yes, to send to bagufi one and him. Now share. When you meet a boy, send and says when you meet a woman, the woman guru. We ya wanya onyamiti wumu enuti baby ya wuko biara kaya wuse wuni wanyamene nam enuti niya wanyami pese ankebesi wa wabra bomunu wuse etisara esase owo wumu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are a believer, you must be conscious of God's gift in you.
Se woye wajidi niya ene na onyamia chadia na wadia maono.
You must be conscious of the fact that you have divine health. And you have blessing and victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want you to invest your time and invest your money. Instead of buying a piece of a cursed earth, I want you to start to invest your money and your time in the divine.
And not to be here. What do you want, Jenny? And in your woman, you know, and share a dear one, Yame, a yawnumu.
This own sickness in your life.
Chayaria Bokra, our brabum.
Don't say that I own the sickness, I have bought it, and I must go and promote it.
And the two men, Cassa, eh? May diabetes yo, may pressure yo, and your dear man, your man, won't ya, and your dear.
This own sin in your life.
Now put on this wall, Abrabo.
They saw every family weakness in your life.
But put siyamu niya enko ye woman ina apu ewa wabrabo.
This own the base nature, the base tendencies in your life.
Na adia ye da adia da wa kutia wunu supo ewa.
Let your meditation and your thoughts be on the divine aspect of you. On all the wonderful things that you have in Christ Jesus. Not the things that is in your yes.
Ma wa twini nyina enko ade ada ho se onyame abaw se ne se so nsi onyame ti wo mu bi na yi wa dwe fi nyoma enye ni nyina ho ma wa dwini ensi sa asem esu.
Don't let the negative aspect of where you live sit on your life, sit on your mind. Disown it.
Ma ma baby dia wo te no entena wa dwini su enni wa dwini munya po sa te bia no.
Disown Africa's negative signs. Don't say this is Africa or we are black people. Disown all of the negative ones because you are not made to reflect humanity. You are made to reflect that treasure he has put inside of you, the divine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This first class of people, they put their time and their investment into the flesh, into the base nature. They promoted humanity. But I want you from today, that your reasonings, your estimations, your meditations, the focus of your thoughts, the focus of your plans, the focus of your believing, and your investment of your time and money in life. Let it be to promote the divinity in you. From today, you will start your humanity. I didn't say deny that you are human. I said disown it.
I
did not say deny that you are a human being.
I said don't
be proud that you have bought a piece of earth. And because of that piece of earth, God should forget about his kingdom, about the kingdom life, about the fact that heaven can come down on this earth. Heaven can come down in our nation. Heaven can come down in Africa. Let us debunk those things. Because you are supposed to reflect him.
Mama, ye nya twin bi se. Eh, ye nipa ti die. Eh, wo ye nipa. Na mo nya ya kan kwasi an se. Se wo nyame aba o se ne se so ne die. Wo se wo nyame su no ewo wo mu bi.
Number two.
Ya to su mi eni.
The second thing that can keep you from kingdom life.
Ade ya to su mi eni e betumi atwe wo afi onyame ahini abra bonum ne se.
It's in verse 19.
Ya she dun krona.
The second thing that prevents rulership in this life as God's regent or God's image.
Na ade ya to su mi eni a etumi ya si akwan mo onyame ni su na waban atum no. And daddy wa abrabo im nebini.
Luke 14:19.
Look at some party do na chiche mudunko.
And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I am going to test them. I ask you to have me excused from kingdom life.
Obiso si matomwa enum. A mekwa koso oma hwese omo hu odin a. Enu ti me pacho mi ntumi ma.
5 yoke of oxen.
Emwa enum.
Oxen is a cow that has been castrated.
Abwa mu a yasa no.
So it works. It's a bullock. It works without thinking. So this 5 yoke of oxen is talking about your commitment to the traditional economic order. Or I should say your commitment to the traditional economic order of labor.
Just say. What Jane said there, that how can you ever first swear you do not deny any of it?
Because, ladies and gentlemen, in the East at the time of the writing of the scripture, the traditional way of making money was to buy an ox.
Now, some men are watching San Yamia Samono. Say, be a woman to me and you do not deny any of it. Sikanino. Now, what to me, you do not to Samway.
The ox was used for laboring.
Now, someone and I are only the one we had.
Proverbs 14:4 says, a much increase is by the strength of the ox.
Now, okay, come, maybe some of us say, so we been yama abu sunanasa abuay ayajumadina.
So when he said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and my reason is that I am attached to the traditional economic order of laboring, he was saying that I am following the world system that we call labor.
Now, wait, Remuch, let's say. Onyanu chese we mianani ayi adwumadene sedia nipa dwene etierara.
Laboring in this life is negative, working is positive.
Se u working dedi. Then come see.
Laboring is working so hard without with work just being your food, your everything.
Se ya ka adwuma chese obu ha. Na duani odi ni bibia oyɛ bia yɛ adwuma bɛ yɛ adwuma saa ɛne yɛ wɔ adwuma yɛ so.
But ladies and gentlemen, laboring is a curse.
Na sɛ woyɛ adwuma de bebebe da no ɛyɛ no me.
Because labor was introduced when mankind fell from kingdom life.
Na mmra wɔ nipa hwere ate ase wɔ Adam tro no pɛ ɛna adwuma yɛ de ne ɛbɛda nipa.
And man entered religious life. So in this life,
and it was Abra boy.
In this life,
was Abra boy.
Right now, as you hear me, you will have a choice to live your life before the fall of man.
Now we kwenja we to me about Brano said ya net and ni pay say
or to live your life after the fall of man.
And as I wobano wa brand any pay see.
Because before the fall of man there was no labor, there was only work.
Na ansana ni pabe hu ase no na adwuma ye na wo ho.
Genesis 2:15, God said to Adam and Eve that they should dress it and keep it. He was giving them work.
Na wo ke kan Genesis na no nyame ema Adam ni Eve adwuma se wo moma tro no mu ye fe.
But when man fell, God pronounced a curse of religion. The curse of religion was pronounced upon the woman or upon man and upon mankind generally. Because man fell to a religious life, not a kingdom life. God said that because you are fallen, you will labor. And you are going to sweat on your face. You are going to follow a certain economic order that was reinstated or that came into being. Only after man fell, you are going to sweat before you do anything. He says that you will labor. And he told the woman, you, I am going to increase your labor. I am going to make you labor. And you are going to have pain.
Now, I'm not nipa hwi asepɛ. Onyame ka kyerɛ Adam sɛ, wo bɛ sɛ w'ani mu fifira ansa na wo nsa kɔwa no. Na wo ka kyerɛ wo ba ne sɛ hwɛ. Wo kɔ awo no a wo di wo yɛ wo ano yɛ den ɛna bɛ ba wo so ansa na wa wo.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart and make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.